We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gonna be honey, H-O-N-E-Y. Text it into 72881, and you're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Honey, what happened to Kara Markson?
She's out.
Under the weather.
She just couldn't do it.
Oh, did you see her eyes?
Yeah. She looked horrible.
She has it worse than I do, because hers is frontal, mine is throat only, hers is right here. And she can't take anything.
Yeah. She didn't look good.
I didn't know this. I asked her, I have these great throat lozenges that my ex-husband gave me this morning at this graduation. I said, I'm dying. Please bring me a pack of throat lozenges. He brings me, like, it's called Cepacol. I've never had it.
Yeah, it's on TV all the time.
The only thing that freezes, it numbs my horrible throat. Mm-hmm. And so I offered one to Kara, and she goes, oh, I can't take that. Now, I didn't realize when you're pregnant, you can't take even that stuff.
It's medicinal.
It's been years, so... And
haven't
thank
you been
God.
Pregnant like 14
well,
times?
Yeah, but I don't. I mean, I know you couldn't drink wine or smoke. I mean, that was about where I. You know, you're not supposed to eat tuna.
Things have changed.
Or salmon.
Since you know? The last
got
time.
The mercury
like a
in
throat,
it.
I go, you can't have a throat lozenge. She goes, no.
So everybody affiliated with the program, other than you, me, and Rod, are injured or sick.
Correct.
By injured, I mean
correct.
The great Chris Katz, who took a stabbing to the face this morning.
I heard about that. I mean, that's
more of a poking.
Gaping wound.
Really? A poking or a gaping wound? Let's go to a source. Let's bring in Kansas City meteorologist Brian Busby. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Brian.
I don't want to talk to you. I've been propping Chris up. We're dabbing like little dots of blood off his chin.
It's bad, isn't it?
I'm at a loss. Yeah. So I don't know if you were intentionally trying to slash him, but the marks are there.
What is the forecast for his recovery?
20% chance he won't make it.
Oh my God! Oh my God! No!
The things I do. Okay, well, hold on. I'm looking at him across the newsroom.
How does
kind
he?
Queasy.
Oh, there's a hole in his face.
Is he jaundiced?
Yeah, he's not as normal, you know. And he's been golfing, so you think he'd have some color in his face. No,
oh,
it's left. And he's propped up against the conference room window.
You know, Brian,
he's looking
I want
up and saying why?
Why?
Yeah.
He's going Nancy Kerrigan in the newsroom.
He's Nancy
isn't he?
Kerrigan, exactly. Yeah.
I wonder if that was his last golf game ever.
It, you know, very well could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think Laura Morris was asking how many fingers she had up, and he was like, Kelly?
So, I mean, oh, my God, he doesn't even know who he's talking to anymore.
Exactly. So,
hey, I want to thank you for the update.
Yeah, I don't know what. Sort of, was it a butter knife or was it like a paring knife? I don't know, but
maybe. But by the looks of it, butcher.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a cleaver.
I told Mesh this morning. I go, I'm blaming Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. I go, I'm not taking the fall on this one. This is all you.
But Busby, do you know the first rule?
No.
Well, Rod will play it for you.
Okay.
Rule number one: no touching of the hair or face.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Hey, and he violated that.
Brian, you hug him for me, but don't get that earring anywhere near that face,
well,
okay?
Hug him. By that, she means hold him up and get him through that 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to get a special chair on the set. He's not going to be doing this from the mod or anything. He's just going to be sitting at the desk.
There will be no smartboard. You're
going to, like, duct tape him straight up?
I guess so. I mean, trying to get a couple 2x4s and 2x8s.
Worse than I thought.
Yeah. So,
well, thank you for your
happy.
Update, Brian. Thank
Not
you.
Not a problem.
Okay. Keep us posted, okay?
You
At least there
it.
Is okay. Some good news. He now has a place to store his pen.
Well, here's my question.
Oh, gosh.
And I have never understood why people get what I would consider alternative piercings. That's just me. because I'm 44.
By that, you mean other than the ears?
But I know someone who's done the one right here, like right where I stabbed him. That has to be the most painful, and that it's going into your mouth, your cheek wall.
Well, and then the back of it's on your gum all the time.
God, how does anyone ever get through that?
I don't know. We'll talk to Chris tomorrow and find out.
You know, the one that I've never been able to figure out, and I'm being honest.
Don't say it out loud. There's a lot of them I can't figure out.
Rod. That one.
Oh, the prince.
Yeah, yes.
Prince Albert.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, and I don't want to know what that means.
I'll show you a picture.
No, I don't want to see a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, pull it up.
All right, I'm feeling harassed. Stop.
No.
I don't like that.
I will not.
This is research.
I'm telling
you. It's not harassment. It's
research. The eyebrow, the nose, the bullring nose one, just the thought of sticking a needle through that part of your nose is so disgusting.
Oh, look, Scott found the Prince Albert page.
Is that a large gauge ring?
Someone just said cleaver mesh diamonds.
I will show you an artist rendition. I'm not going to show you an actual picture of it. This is the Prince Albert.
All right, fine. So, that's disgusting. Someone just wrote in and said, I just tuned in. What did she do? I zigged. He zagged. Because I have a cold, so he gave me the cheek. He cheeked me.
It's always his fault.
I was going in for a hug, and I somehow my earring back, which is long.
Okay, well, this is what really happened. This is taking way too long. Dana's like, "Hey, I know you're leaving. Give me a kiss goodbye." He's like, "Hey, you're sick. I don't want to kiss you. You don't want to kiss me." And she stabbed him in the face.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Not exactly how it happened.
Mm-hmm. You better watch out for the rabbit.
Oh, really? I'm too sick for you.
Yeah.
Better watch out for the rabbit in the pot.
She's going to boil that bunny.
I did tell him to put some Neosporin on it. Because in all honesty.
Yeah,
because
that won't hurt.
That's not the cleanest area back there.
The best thing is you stab someone in the face and go, you're going to want to put something on that. It's going to get infected. Because this knife is dirty.
Text I'll line cut you so bad. About the Prince Albert.
I will cut
you. No, we're done talking about that.
Are we?
We're done talking about that.
I will cut you.
It's fascinating.
Actually, it's not. All right. Really?
That's all he heard this morning.
Afraid to get in the shower.
Did Dana just admit on the air she stabbed someone?
Did you?
It's more of a poking than a stabbing.
It's not a poking.
She stabbed him right in the face.
I can't wait to tune in. What channel is he on at 4 o'clock?
He is. Well, I don't know that he's doing the 4 and 5 today. He'll definitely be on at 6.
He said he was doing the 4.
He won't be able to because he's all woozy from blood loss.
Good Lord. You men. I'm here sick as a dog, and you men are like, oh, I got poked in the face.
Oh, by the way, champion of the I'm going to stay on the air over here. She comes up to me before we go on the air. I'm not kidding you. This is a true story. She looks at me and she goes, I am not well. I am a body.
Placeholder.
I'm getting to that. Hang on. She goes, I am a body for you to look at and talk to. I am a placeholder. I don't feel well. Yeah, that's what I heard when I got to work today.
I am moderating.
It almost sounds like remorse for stabbing Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Right after I leave here, which will be early, by the way.
Pains.
I am moderating at the Plaza branch of the Kansas City Public Library.
Already sounds exciting.
A forum on the changing media landscape in Kansas City.
What are you going to say?
I've been up since 6 a.m. I'm just going to mumble.
I've been up since 5. I'm fine.
You do that every day. I'm not used to it.
Okay.
It is open to the public. Please join us.
Poor cats.
Like chum in the water.
What did she tell you when you got here?
She goes, I am a placeholder. I am a body for you to look at and talk to.
That's weird. My wife says the same thing every night.
You know what I need to do is take cats to Jasper's. He loves him some Jaspers. That'll make it up. Call Jasper for your reservation. Always recommended, not required, but reservations are recommended. Give him a call if you have a big graduation party coming up. You got family coming into town. If you need someone to cater for you, Jasper did all of our desserts and cakes for Jack's graduation last weekend. And gosh, it's so easy. No mess. You're just done. I had people texting me yesterday saying, was that cheesecake Jasper's? Yes, it was. And it is amazing. Give Jasper a call. Let him cook for you. The spring menu is in full swing. Asparagus and yes, Tableside Mozzarella Theater is back. 816-941-6600. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
Oh, yes, please. Toby Keith? Wait, who is this? Wait. Gary Allen.
I sure do hope this is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher, two shadows dancing on the wall.
This isn't about death.
With nothing on but the rain.
It's about bereavement leave. Story here.
This is going to affect everyone listening at some point or another.
It's from NBC News. An elementary school principal. Oh, this is so sad. Dang it, Dana. Why you do this to me? An elementary school principal whose daughter was killed in the Stoneman Douglas High School massacre says the school district lacks empathy and transparency. April Shentrup's daughter, Carmen, was one of the 17 who were killed on February 14th. She told school board members at Broward County Public Schools, where she works and where Stoneman Douglas is located, that they tried to dock her pay for missed work after her daughter's death.
So real quick, she works for the district that is the umbrella district over the high school that was shot up and all these kids died.
Let me put it more simply. She is an elementary school principal. Her daughter was shot and killed at the high school across town.
Yep.
Okay. She decided to take some time off work, bereavement. After about 2 weeks, the district started docking her pay, saying it's time to come back to work. She took 2 weeks off.
2 weeks. Her daughter was slaughtered in a high school. Continue.
Her husband, Philip Shentrup, said that Superintendent Robert Runcie did come to their house. He did offer sympathy, and he also defended the district's action. Quoting here, this is from, let me find out, it just says he. A week after my daughter, okay, it's from the husband. A week after my daughter was murdered, Mr. Runcie came to my house, sat at my kitchen table, told my wife and I the school district had done everything right. That was an outrage, given that I was burying my 16-year-old daughter. The couple also said that the Stoneman Douglas principal refused to meet with them to talk about security. The Shentrups said the school gates were open 20 minutes before dismissal on the day of the shooting, and no one was there to monitor it. They said that violates the district security protocol. After the meeting, school board chairwoman Nora Rupert said she was heartbroken. I feel partly responsible because I thought the district, a school board member, someone would have sent notes. I know I wrote some notes and went to funerals, but there are no words. I wholeheartedly apologize for my part. They reinstated her pay in April for time off through March 30th and approved a leave of absence that will have, quote, the least impact on her leave time, which means she'll probably have to take some vacation for this. Clark said the district had increased the law enforcement presence. Okay, we all know about that.
Now, wait. So I see this story, and you might be thinking, I don't want to talk about a school shooting. No, 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 no. That's not what I want to talk about. Because Scott and I even disagreed out in the newsroom what is appropriate, and this is going to depend on when you where you work, what is an appropriate leave policy after a sudden death, and
well, it depends on who
how far down the family tree do you go?
Okay.
So if it is your mother or your father, you know, sometimes when it's your mom and dad, you've got to go clear the estate. You get 2 weeks, you get 3 weeks. If your child is gunned down in a high school.
If my child, heaven forbid, died, you may never see me again. Like,
and that, and Rod, that's your right.
But the thing is, this is the district where it happened. And for them to be so callous to me.
2 weeks is plenty.
You know what? No. You've had your 2 weeks. We need you back on the job. What was the quote? You need to, at some point, we can't keep paying you. And they said, at some point, you got to come back. Well, it's been 14 days. They just buried her.
I understand. And I'm sorry for that. What is.
You're going to say but.
Well, I am. I think with a child, it may be different. With a parent, I think 2 weeks is more than enough time. Ooh. I was back to work 3 hours after my father died.
And you are an anomaly. You are.
No, work was the way that I coped. Okay. It kept me from drinking.
Which I think for a lot of people, maybe you're a worker bee and that's your thing. I would not be able to come back to work.
My dad died at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was at work at six.
Okay.
Because that's how I coped with it. And I worked a full shift. And I cried the whole time. I was a mess, but I still worked. That was just the way I coped. If I've always said when my dog dies, I'm taking a week off work. You laughed at me in the newsroom for that.
Well, if you're going to say a dog gets 1 week and her daughter who was shot up in the hallway of a high school gets 2 weeks for that, that's ridiculous.
What is fair?
A month.
A month.
When it is your child, a month.
Parent.
And then I think you should get some sort of FMLA or short-term disability.
Parent.
I would agree with 2 weeks for most people for a parent.
And her uncle?
Aunt or uncle, funeral and back, 2 days, 3 days.
Okay. Cousin?
I understand your point.
Brother or sister?
Ooh. 2 weeks.
2 weeks for a brother or sister? You don't have to close out any of their stuff.
That is hard. Think about your brother.
You have to deal with it.
You have to deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is why I'm asking this. Do you even know what your company's policy is for bereavement? Because let me tell you this.
I guarantee you it's not more than 2 weeks.
My husband at the time, when my grandfather died very suddenly in a car wreck, quit his job. He had the most evil, horrible boss you can imagine. My grandfather was killed very suddenly in a car wreck, and she refused to give him a day to go to the funeral. And you know what she said? It's not your grandparent. That was what she said to him. He quit.
Here's the one we've left out.
If you're listening, you're a horrible human being.
Spouse.
Here month. Again, you may never see me again.
A month. A month for a spouse.
Rod, God forbid Tabitha ever dies. I know I've seen you for the last time.
Oh, yeah. A month. I'm going to a loony bin after that.
I'll drive you.
I'll watch Roman, I guess.
Seriously, if Tabitha ever dies, Rod is off the reservation. He's done.
Yeah, I don't know that I could come back.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here's Dan Weinbaum.
Schlitterbahn set to open its season tomorrow. Some rides may not open, though. That story in a moment. 3:30 in Kansas City, I'm Dan Weinbaum. The Wyandotte County DA's office says no rides will open at Schlitterbahn until they are deemed safe to operate. A state audit revealed numerous violations at the park. Schlitterbahn, the company, said in a statement that while they disagree with many of the issues raised in the audit, they do take safety very seriously, and no ride will open, they agree, until those issues have been fully addressed. An arrest has been made in a shooting near 117th and Hardy in Overland Park. Isaac Vano was taken into custody for aggravated battery. The victim remains in critical condition. Victim found on the sidewalk with a gunshot wound to the head. Formal charges are expected soon. Coming up on 3:31 in Kansas City, we'll have KMBZ Traffic and Weather together next.
You know, I was in desperate need for a new pair of slacks last month. I made one trip to one store because I knew exactly where to go. Byron on the Plaza. Yesterday, we needed clothes for our trip to Turks and Caicos. Rod calls at TNC with my mother. I went to Byron on the Plaza. I received the best treatment from people who know fashion and know what they're talking about. World-class fabrics, a precise custom fit, in-house master tailor who can fine-tune your fit when it arrives. Byron has a huge selection from Eton, Robert Talbot, St. Croix, Southern Tide, now 20 to 50% off. Park in the Jack Henry building at 47th and Jefferson on the Plaza. Byron has the best fits for every man, in-house master tailor, and a huge variety of luxury clothing available at 20 to 50% off for a limited time. Let Byron help you find your fit today.
You know, I was talking to Steve and my guys at the Plumbing Pro today, not about my toilet, not about my insinkerator, about something bigger and messier and very important. When you get the news, the very messy news, that the drain line or water line in your front yard is shot and you get some whopper of an estimate, take a breath and call my guys at the Plumbing Pro. They will do a same-day free estimate because when something like that happens, if it's a sewer line or a water line, usually those are repairs that you want to make very quickly. They will come out and give you a same-day free estimate to make sure you're not paying too much to make that repair. It is a scary thing to happen to a homeowner. Insurance does not cover that mess. We've talked about that before on the program when it is from the curb to your door. Let the Plumbing Pro take a look, and in many cases, they can provide you the very latest in trenchless replacement, which can salvage big things like your driveway, your landscaping, all of that stuff. Tell them Dana sent you right now. You're going to get 10% off, up to $500 off on any sewer or water service. Up to 10% off, up to $500 off on any sewer or water service. They're seeing a lot of it right now, especially in some of the older neighborhoods in Kansas City that have those galvanized pipes. Call my guys at the Plumbing Pro, 270-1280, 913-270-1280, or danasplumber.com, danasplumber.com.
Keeping isolated showers and a thunderstorm in the forecast for the rest of today and for tonight. Today's high warming to the upper 80s and the overnight low into the upper 60s. Partly sunny at times on Friday, also scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected, the high for the mid to upper 80s. Holiday weekend plans, it's going to be a dry and hot go of it. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, the high low to mid 90s. And more of the same for Sunday and Memorial Day. Highs range from the low to mid-90s with plenty of sun. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
At KCI, 84 degrees. Downtown's 85. And here at your official weather station, it's 83 degrees. The Radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Dan Weinbaum, News 98.1 KMBZ.
A lot of you you on the text line are saying that it is at your company 3 days. That is your bereavement policy. I don't care if it's your spouse. I don't care if it's your kid. I don't care if it's your brother or sister. 3 days. And then you better get your ass back to work.
Three days is not enough.
I'm taking five for the dog. God forbid if Kelly or Sarah or Maya died.
There's FMLA. Yeah, I think what they're saying is they will give you, they will gift you 3 days. But then after that, it kicks to FMLA or vacation time.
You take it unpaid
or
what? You take it unpaid?
I don't know. Thank God I don't know. Like, I've never been through like...
I don't want to ask you about this, but at some point it's going to come up, so I might as well ask you now. You know that Big Juicy and Craig aren't going to live forever. And, well, okay. Let's say that for whatever reason, downstairs hasn't figured us out yet, and you and I are still on the air in 10 years.
Yep.
And God forbid, Big Juicy dies. Okay?
Yeah.
How much time off are you taking? Now, granted, of course, you're taking off for the funeral, the visit, the day of the visitation. Those 2 days are obvious. How much time are you really taking off when Big Juicy dies? If we're still on the show together? A week?
Oh, I was going to say three.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say three.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. What's our policy?
3 weeks?
Well, at least two, but I'd prefer more. I'll be in a ball curled up in the corner in the fetal position. You know what I mean?
I'm going to call downstairs to Heather Cash.
I want to know what our policy is because I bet you she says... It's 3 days, but, and listen to this, someone on the text line said, at our company, it is 3 days unless it is a child or a parent. And then I believe the text said 3 weeks.
Here?
No, in general, this person that was texting in said, you know, if it's an aunt or an uncle or a cousin, 3 days. If it's a parent, child, I think the text said grandparent.
What about like a best friend who feels like a brother like Brenniger?
I mean, I don't know. It probably depends on who your boss is. I just remember being so mad when my grandfather died. And, you know, like as in all car wrecks, it's, you know, he's there sure, 1 second and gone the next second.
That's awful.
And my husband at the time, his boss said, well, it's not your grandparent.
Man.
Like, wow. You are a horrible human being.
Technically, he's right, though. It's not his grandparent.
Well, but yeah, but if it's someone that,
so how much,
like,
well, how much time
you've
did
been
Joe,
married...
Wait. How much time did Joe want off for your grandfather's funeral?
Just the day to go take me there, funeral.
Take you
probably
there, be
come
with
back.
You there for emotional support.
Yeah, probably
support.
Come back late Monday, go back to work Tuesday. Let's say 2 days.
All right.
And she said no.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
Mm.
Oh, let me tell you, if I ever run into that woman around town, wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'll reach out because apparently nobody in the newsroom is out there right now. I want to know Heather Cash's extension downstairs.
Just give out the number.
No, I'm not going to give out the number. I want to call her and find out what is the bereavement policy for Entercom.
Let me email her. She always answers email.
All right. Tell her, give her the hotline number and tell her to call the hotline. Do you know the hotline number?
Yeah.
Okay. Because... Well, I went to my uncle's funeral 3 weeks ago, but I left on a Saturday, came back on a Sunday.
Yeah.
The funeral was on Sunday morning. And
that's all right.
My brother and I were in and out.
And I don't want to poo-poo your uncle, but uncle is not a parent or a child.
But I was very close to him. I mean, does the company get to... What if I'm not close to my children, but I'm really close to my cousin?
Right.
Or I'm really close to my Uncle Steve down in North Carolina? I mean, the company doesn't get to decide, does it, how close you feel to someone.
What if you're estranged from your mom and dad? You're estranged.
But I was raised by my grandparents, and they just died. You know, I mean, there would be maybe, you know, 5 days for mom, 5 days for dad, and then 3 days for grandma and grandpa. Well, wait a minute. What if grandma raised me?
Right.
Because mom was whacked out on meth and alcohol. Why does the company get to decide how much I'm actually grieving, which is what bereavement is?
Listen, someone just wrote in. I mean, because if you're talking about hospice, Scott, you have to back the calendar up. So not to be gruesome, but, you know, your passing date is going to come maybe 2 or 3 weeks after.
You go to hospice.
Yes. So someone just wrote in, some deaths are covered under FMLA. I took several weeks off when my mom passed, and a couple of weeks I had to take off to spend time with her and take care of her, a few weeks to grieve and help my freshly widowed dad. You know, then you're dealing sometimes with nursing homes, and do you move dad into a home? You know, there's just, when it's a parent, that is a different ball game depending on their age, and you might have to take off to deal with those affairs.
Okay. Rod had to run, so let's take some of these guys cold. Line two, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Scott. I work at a rather large motorcycle manufacturing place that's getting ready to close. But anyway, our bereavement policy, I work with a man whose wife had cancer, and after about a year and a half, she passed. And lo and behold, about a month later, her brother, which is his brother-in-law, passed. And they said, well, that's no longer your brother-in-law, your wife. You're no longer married to the woman.
Oh!
So they didn't give him bereavement to go to his brother-in-law. To, you know, he was married 33, 34
oh!
years.
Oh, no, wait. Shut your mouth. You're lying.
No, I am not lying one bit.
Oh, my God.
She's dead. He's not your brother-in-law.
You're not your brother-in-law no more. Your wife passed. That's exactly what they told me.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, there's some, you know, you talk about hard and heartless there. You know, that's really... That was really tough.
Oh, I'm so... And this happened to you?
A friend that he works with.
We had a union, and the union got things worked out and got him some personal time and that kind of stuff, and he was able to go to the funeral.
Oh,
my God.
Well, he's not technically your brother-in-law anymore. I mean, she did die. You know, your wife, you know, her innards were eaten alive by this disease. Yeah, he's not your brother-in-law. Nice try.
Right?
Real sorry your wife died, but he's not technically your brother.
Yeah, you're not getting a twofer out of this one.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a twofer out of us on this one.
It's a shame he didn't beat her to the grave, because then we would have given you time off for him, too. 576-7798. Let's go to Aaron in Independence. Hello, Aaron.
Yes. Our policy at my work states that if it is a parent or a sibling, it's 4 days for bereavement leave. If it is a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, it's 2 days, but it all changes. If they're a resident in your house, you get the same amount for a parent or a sibling, which is a total of 4 days.
So on an aunt or an uncle, that's basically a fly-in and fly-back out.
Yep.
Well, and if you wanted to take three, would you have to take that third day unpaid?
You may have to, unless you have PTO time, and you might be able to use it.
Okay, but they wouldn't fire you if you said, well, I'm going to take three, two for bereavement, one unpaid.
No.
Okay. All right, partner. Hey, do appreciate the call, man. Jeremy in Independence. Hello, Jeremy.
How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, buddy.
I lost my best friend, and I took a week off.
Good for you.
And our company, we're construction, so we don't have stuff like that, so... And personally, I don't think it's on the company anyways to decide, like what you're saying, is how much feelings you have for somebody. Hmm. I just told them, I'm not coming in. I didn't ask, because they could have said, no, I'm not coming in. I'm sorry. I just lost my best friend. It was more like a brother than a friend. So, yeah, I thought a week was fine. I mean, I was still bothered for a little while. But, I mean, it was 6 years ago, just a couple days ago.
I'm sorry about your loss, brother. But you bring up an interesting point.
Yeah. Are you in a position where you can say, I will be back when I'm okay to come back, take it or leave it. And I think most Americans are not in a position to say that.
Agreed. And so you almost have to go by the company playbook. The company playbook says
your boss.
A grandparent is worth 3 days, a parent is worth 4 days, a spouse is worth what? Ketz dies of a heart attack in the middle of the night tonight. How long are you gone?
A month.
You're gone a month. I mean, Brenninger dies tonight, I'm gone for at least a week.
Well, of course.
I'll be my brother, I'm gone for at
least again, a week. But again, we can say that. It really is going to come down to who do you work for, where do you work, and will they allow it, and will they have the you-know-whats to fire you if you don't come back? That's what they're dealing with this shooting down south.
Mm-hmm.
This principal saying, I buried my teenage daughter, who was murdered. I'm not ready to come back. The district's saying, well, your seat's getting cold. You better come back to work. They are going, this is what's going to happen, Scott. This, and you don't want to talk about public relations when it comes to a school shooting, but This is a public relations nightmare for this school. True. To say to an employee who lost a daughter in your district, suck it up, we need you to come back to work.
576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Your next keyword to cash coming your way at 4 o'clock here on KMBZ. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and I know there are some of you out there that are just unhappy with your smiles. Dr. Ross Headley and his amazing team over at KC Smile can change all of that for you. For the past 23 years, Dr. Headley has done incredible transformations for people who are unhappy with their smiles. Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. That says something. The first thing I noticed when I visited KC Smile was the warm, welcoming environment and the friendly staff. And then they showed me a book that was filled with before and after photos of patients whose lives have been changed because now they can smile with confidence. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after having the dental procedure. Close friend of mine going through the process right now with Dr. Headley as we speak. I can't wait to see the results. Enhance your life with a beautiful smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. Again, that's kcsmile.com.
Oh my guys, it's CM Mosenson. And get yourself a generator. You know, we had that storm blow through the EF1 last week, week and a half ago? And 10,000 people were without power. That's nowhere near the worst we've seen in Kansas City. Last winter, it was 90,000 people. Get yourself a Generac home standby generator, and all your neighbors will be sitting in the dark, but you won't be because you have a Generac generator. And you're going to love my guys at CM Mosenson. It's what they do. For decades, they have been in the business of selling, servicing, and supplying your generator. Give my guys a call. They'll come out, do a free estimate, tell you the exact type you need, how much power you need, all that good stuff. This is an investment in your home, not something you want to buy on the internet. Trust me when I say that. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoseandson.com.
Get to the phones. Susie in Kansas City. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Hi.
We still talking about bereavement policies?
Yes, we are.
I just thought I would share. I hope you're firmly planted on your chairs. My company's policy is one day, and it has to be father, mother, grandparent, or child.
One day.
One day, period. And actually, I was out of state. I was gone for 4 work days.
If you're out of state?
Well, no, I had to go out of state to be there.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And they called me every day and wanted to know when I was going to be back. I'm like, Dad, my father lived in a small town, and he wished to be cremated. So they had to take him out of town for that, and it took a couple of days to get that done and get back. And so I'm like, well, I really hadn't planned on, I didn't even know when his service was. I said it could be Friday or Saturday, depending on when he arrives back in town. And I'd really like to take Monday off because I'm not going to have any clean clothes, blah, blah, blah. Nope, you have to be at work on Monday. You know, this is my father. I've already lost my mother. I'm an only child, so my whole family has just gone down the drain. Not only that, the real kicker was the next year on my evaluation day, it was written on my evaluation that I was gone a week, and it put them at hardship.
Oh, it put them at hardship.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if you're that valuable, maybe they should give you a big raise. Well, if you're that valuable, maybe you should get a big raise.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you want my agent's phone number?
There you go. I was appalled. I mean, I know my chin had to hit the floor, and I'm like, you know, that you would bring that up in my evaluation, knowing that I was still reeling about, you know, not having any family, you know, and I'm just like, okay, you know, shame on you, but
yeah.
I mean, well, you can't change people.
Susie, we're sorry you went through that. Someone on the text line was saying, can't people donate their leave to someone going through something like this? And again, we've done that here?
Years ago, I won't say his name. He was a dear friend. One of our morning, when I was the news director and I was also the morning show producer, we had a young man affiliated with the morning news program who was diagnosed with cancer in his early 50s. He had run out of vacation, sick leave, whatever you want to call it, FMLA, I don't know. And he was still undergoing treatment, was too weak to come back to work. Everybody in the newsroom, and by everybody, I mean everybody.
Yeah.
We had to go all the way to corporate to do this, donated all of their vacation time. Nobody took a vacation that year. And gave up their vacation time to make sure that he still got paid. He's now on disability. I mean, I think the cancer was much more serious than we thought. But he's still alive, thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's not able to work. But yeah.
But he needed it.
Everybody coughed up every day they had. Let's get to the news. Oh, we got time for one more. Susan in Overland Park.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
How are you?
We're doing well. Hi. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I was an outside sales rep for a transportation company 6 years ago, and my younger sister was on life support, and we had to take her off. And the day that that happened, I'm sorry, the day that happened, as I was walking out of the hospital, I'm still getting phone calls from my clients, and I'm working, and I'm working, and I'm working. And then I was told that I could not get bereavement pay, which was okay. I didn't care about the money. It's just that people can be so cruel. And then a few weeks later, I got fired for it.
Wow. Susan, we hear the pain in your voice. I am so sorry, but if you work somewhere that is that horrible
and cold
and awful, I'm so happy for you that you're out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Keyword to cash. Let's do it real quick. It's old. Ironically strange to be reading that one at this hour. Old. OLD.
Like, damn, you are old.
Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword this hour is old. 72881. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Dan Weinbaum.
Ahead on KMBZ, the FBI launches a campaign against online threats. More in a moment.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. If you're like me, you're looking for ways to save time, save energy, save money, then you need to head over to Nebraska Furniture Mart to see their store within a store called Linked Home. Discover the newest smart products for your home that'll give you a sense of control and security. Even cool automated products that are tons of fun, whether you're at home or you're away. Linked Home makes it easy to keep an eye on things with security cameras, wireless doorbell cameras, smart door locks. Linked Home also carries a great selection of home alarms and sensors, smart lighting, Wi-Fi thermostats, smart appliances. Their Linked Home voice assistants can send you an alert when your kids get home from school. The Mart's trained professionals specialize in smart products and can help you find the best solution to save you time and save you money. For security, for convenience, for comfort, for peace of mind, it's Linked Home, only at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.